easy.
My shoulder. My shoulder. Oh.
You're going to tell me, Gottfried. One way or another. So, begin again. With that arm of yours.
We present The Bell with James Ellis as Inspector Crust.
Mrs. Moran! Margaret!
So, you're finished, Father. Yes, I'm safe. And His Grace?
Not the same man who used to sit under presbytery of St. Mary's with me, I'm afraid. Oh, no, still gets up with the Morning Star. Oh, it's agreed.
To think. The crypt? A bingo hall? A bar? What will they all feel, I wonder? Those poor souls buried under there.
Little they'll know. There's a firm comes in now and exhumes the bodies. Well, all due rights of the church, of course.
Oh, I'm surprised there isn't a law against it. There's one against everything else.
And just permission from a surviving relative to move anyone buried within the last 50 years.
Which won't apply to us, I'm sure. I've never seen such a mouldy, damp place. It's only the bones of saints and martyrs in there.
Except old Oliver Bright.
Oh, yes, him.
And whose exhumation may, if you forgive such a macabre pun, open another can of worms altogether. And I'll go down for this.
Isn't she coming to see you this evening? Elizabeth Bright.
Indeed. You know, they were together the first time I met them. Her and old Oliver, grandfather and granddaughter. Standing together, holding hands in the aisle, looking at Easter flowers. Hair like the daffodils. I always feel daffodils are the Easter flower.
Hey, Father, is it true what they say? That something was buried with him inside the coffin?
Only my predecessor, Father Kenny, could answer that, Margaret.
So now only God knows?
Hopefully.
Keep a fire burning in your eyes. Pay attention to the open sky. You never know what will be coming down.
It's in the hall, George.
Parcels depot, British Rail.
Please. It was nice of you to make the effort so early.
No, taxi driving, like everything else, is adjusting to market forces. Besides, I didn't finish my essay till 3 this morning. This top one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's in here? How many jewels? It's old enough. So, I thought, sit up, do a bit of reading. Got no lectures today.
What's going well?
I'm worried about my finals. Still, if you're a mature student, you've got to act the part. I'll put it on the back seat. No, it seems a shame having to sell a beautiful house like this.
Well, Georgian facades are difficult to justify against cardboard boxes. This part of my life is over.
I saw an account of the sale. You know, your father's stamps and that. Well, someone in the pub was talking the other night. Your family, your grandfather. How many ships was it he owned? Hey, if you could unlock the door while I waggle it in.
When I was a girl, I knew all the names, everyone. I'd sit and recite them, and he'd give me a shilling. But the ships went, the stamps are gone, and the last of the smallware goes to auction this afternoon. George, 7 this evening? Take me to St. Mark's. I have to see Father Kennedy.
Sure. Hope everything goes well in the sale. Look after yourself.
£600. One pair of Chinese vases sold to number 451. A few moments, ladies and gentlemen, while I hand over to my colleague for the latter half of the sale. And lot 503 is withdrawn if you wish to mark your catalogues. Thank you.
Herr Müller. Gottfried.
Oh, Tarrant. Are you here too?
Mitzi. Only you, Mitzi, could find a dress to wear at a smallware sale in downtown Liverpool and then have the courage to put it on.
Tarrant?
Bob, Mitzi. Remember? Gottfried Müller, I thought. Buying Chinese. No way for a philatelist to behave. And £600. You realize the marks aren't period. Oh, of course you do. So what have you seen, Gottfried, that the rest of us have missed?
Here. In the parties. Stuffing. Newspaper. And yes, later than the date marks. But under. An envelope. A stamp. American. Not truly rare. The vases. In time, the money will come back for them.
And your Terence? The bright ships and the memorabilia went a long time ago. Or is there one tied up at the Liverpool pierhead that one of us has missed?
The passing of one of the great shipping families. Who knows what may have surfaced. Let me buy you both dinner tonight. Where are you?
The Criterion. Mitzi has to go out of town to view her small collections. So, thank you, but perhaps some other time. Mitzi, my dear, I'm tired. And the hotel, I think. I'll just arrange for the vases to be brought round. But next time, Terence, dinner, and on me.
So protective. We could try again. Last time, I wasn't myself, that big deal. Here's my number. An anonymous motel, as usual, I'm afraid.
You are a horrible man, Terence, horrible. You hear me? The things you said, what you talked about doing to people.
Put it in your pocket, Mitzi. Now, that stamp, what's he playing at? What's it really worth?
He told you. Rare, but not unique.
Then why? What date is it? What year?
Oh, 1912, if it is what it appears. What is it that struck you? Terence.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Lot number 432, a Staffordshire group. £70? 65? Come, all start me at 60.
Welcome to the Hotel California. It's such a lovely place, such a lovely place. 5 o'clock. Now, you're sure of this, Mr. Rissing?
But I always stand in the lobby at that time of evening, Inspector Crisp. Horatio at the bridgehead.
Crust, sir. Inspector Crust.
Yeah. The old German gentleman came in, told me someone would be coming round with a pair of vases that I was to send up to his room. I noticed his niece, this lady here, wasn't with him. Well, the vases came, and I went off to the kitchens. The second chef, of course, real little Medici. Then Vera, Valium Vera, heard screams of agony from his room. I decided to investigate. Pardon me taking the bread from your mouth. And found that. At which point, Miss Müller walked in.
And you've touched nothing?
Neither a drop nor a door handle.
Then I'll speak to you later.
I do hope I've done the right thing, Inspector.
All the way down the line.
Then, can we keep this out of the papers?
Later, Mr. Rissy.
Yes.
Ugly.
The smashed room? The manager? Oh, Gottfried.
Rishi says Mr. Herr Muller was your uncle.
After the war, and before the economic miracle began, Gottfried came round the orphanage looking for a companion. So perhaps he was more of a Dutch uncle, is it?
And how old were you then? When you became his companion?
Oh, 2, 3, 4. There were no records left. Gottfried came from a school of thought which believed the earlier you started the training, the better it was.
Walked in and pictured just like that, eh? No questions asked.
Have you any idea what it was like over there after the war? How many children? There were no questions asked because there were no answers anyone wanted to hear.
What did Herr Muller do in the war?
Collected stamps. So that after the war he could carry a fortune round with him without anyone being the wiser.
Have you any idea what all this was about?
Not what it was about, but who it is about, is Bob Tarrant.
Who fits in exactly where?
We came for the stamps. Gottfried bought, and they are now moved from the country. But we stayed for the lesser sale. Terence appeared. Terence, who must have what others have not. The rarest.
Unique.
But in shipping, he must have heard or felt been sensitive to something. Some dealers are like this. They know. The others do not even suspect.
Some policemen, too. They let 999 cars go by, and then there's one they'll stop. You know this, Bob Charles.
We deal as well. We see each other at all the sales, in and out of each other's pockets, yes?
In more ways than one, eh?
So, Terence became friends with Gottfried, helped him find stamps, track down things. But really, it was to get me.
Ah.
Why not? I wish to enjoy it while there's a chance. But Terence, you know the film Doctors Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Well, Terence is the film Mr. Hyde and Mr. Hyde.
Okay. So what was the motive? Why all this?
There. Look.
That envelope. Don't touch it, miss. Mr. Oliver Bright, Red Line, Liverpool.
The stamp American, about 1912. Nothing special. It was a year which seemed to excite Terence.
He wanted what was inside the envelope.
And what was that?
I need to use a phone. But first, as you. If he hasn't got the letter that was in the envelope, and this carnage makes me think that's the case, then you're his next link. You'd better be moved. Quiet hotel somewhere. Oh. Maybe Chester, North Wales. We know a few. I'll drive you.
But the letter. The Terence was after.
Muller hid it, and then stuck out. Our people are en route. They'll find it if it's still here.
Inspector, I wonder, could I have a few final moments with Gottfried?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Yes, fair enough. What's this Terence like, physically?
Tall. Very tall. Almost 2 meters. Blonde. 40 years old. Slim. Thin. But through exercise, strong. He cannot control his anger. He is like... oh, frightening. Always wears... oh, how... polo necks. He's very vain.
They usually are, the ones that can't control their anger. Good. I'll circulate that. And now, those calls.
Another pie, Minty. What are you setting this one out?
I'm worried, Eileen. Mr. Cross said he'd be at the starting gate at 5:30. It's 6:10 now. Case must have broken.
Either that or a brainstorm. All that studying. What is it now?
Anthrop, something, you know, people. Different kinds. How do you get on, that sort of thing?
Should have been a barmaid.
If only you'd get a real job. Simple things. They're the real answer. Gyro check. Carry out of a Friday. Bit of credit at the bookies. You couldn't put one on the slate till he turns up, could you, love?
Deserted. You know Heine? The North Sea poems.
Called the Coast Road. Runs right along the edge of the river. Just a track, really. Too narrow to park discreetly so we can keep an eye on moving vehicles. Like this one behind us. Keeps dropping back, then catching up. One headlight's brighter than the other.
Terence?
Who knows?
The phone calls.
The two things. First, the Brights. Just one left. Elizabeth. Old Oliver's granddaughter. I'll check her out as soon as I've dropped you. Terence will be after her, too.
And the second thing?
Night of the 14th, 15th, April 1912.
What happened then?
The Titanic.
Terence and the Titanic.
Yes, I see what you mean. Here's what I think. Someone got off the Titanic with something and then wanted to flog it and wrote to old Bryce about it. But who? And with what?
Where are we going?
The place ahead. We'll turn in and have a look at the Dudley job as they pass.
What is it, this place?
Sandworks. They mine sand here for building.
Those machines.
Oh, heavy stuff, sand. Have to have something special to shift it. Still, they do look a bit Frankensteinish, especially with the sodium lights. All very Fritz Lang.
A man.
You lost something?
Police, mate. D.I. Crust. Here, my card. Just waiting for the car to pass, okay?
It's got to be, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. Shouldn't be too long. Much call for all this sort of stuff these days. Yeah, well, I'll just stroll to the gate. See where he is. Wait in the car, Miss Miller.
What's he up to?
He thinks I'm in danger from a car that is following.
You went to fall, are you?
Backseat passenger, is it?
I know the feeling. Well, he's coming back in a hurry. Must have heard from the station there's overtime going.
How'd you guess? He's fooled us. What's your name, pal? Eh? Come on.
Rawson. Jim. Rawson.
Okay, Jim. This is Mitzi. I'm leading her to you.
Eh?
How'd you come, love? Chop, chop. There's a bloke. I thought he was following me. And he was. But only to make sure I was out of the way.
But where is he?
Calling on Elizabeth Bright. I'll stay in a hotel when you're ready, mate. We're expecting her, just off the coast road, near Martlin. Okay?
You like me to show you the works?
Keep a fire for the human race. Let your friends do the thing and the thing.
Elizabeth Bright, Bob Tarrant. I wonder if I might come in.
What is it, Mr. Tarrant?
I was one of the people at the stamp sale. I was a great admirer of your father's collection and naturally wanted to pay my respects to his daughter. You were in the phone book, so...
Mr. Tarrant, I saw the list of those who bought stamps at the sale. Also, my father used to discuss the other major collectors with me.
No, you're right. More your grandfather than your father, part of his collection. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, I think you do. Why not take this chain off? When you hear what I have to say, we can discuss things. I'm pretty persistent.
Perhaps you could ring me tomorrow. I already have an appointment this evening.
No, tonight. Tonight!
Hold on, now what's going on? You okay, miss? Hey, leave that. Oi! You two! Oi!
Here, you're all right, son. Stand up. How are you feeling?
Taxi driver's Avnov. Same as policeman. Got a fag.
Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Remember it. Give me any idea what he was after.
I rather hoped you'd tell me that.
Miss Bright, do you ever recall a pair of Chinese vases you had here? Another collector, Muller, bought a pair of Chinese vases.
They used to be in my grandfather's study.
In the bottom of one, under some crushed newspapers, there was an envelope containing a letter. Tarrant has killed Muller for that letter. A letter which he never found. But there again, nor have we. The letter was sent from America about the time the Titanic sank. Any ideas?
My grandfather and I were very close, but he didn't tell me everything. I was raised in what some novelists refer to as a singular manner. Educated at home by an old nun from one of the teaching orders. Schoolroom fitted out at the top of the house. Victorian bench, school bell, everything except the company of other children. Money no object. Shall we walk up and see it?
And still isn't they, Molly. Oh, just trying to build up an overall picture.
My grandfather's ships. You could have walked across their decks from one bank of the Mersey to the other. My father swapped them for stamps. Nifty move. Imagine trying to run a fleet these days. I'm giving the house to St. Mark's.
Strong family ties, eh? That sort of thing.
My grandfather was the last person buried in the crypt. Here it is. Seat of my early learning. No childish laughter buried in these walls. My bench was over there.
It's a shame to see these big houses going one by one. Lost positions in the class war, as the sociologists might say.
Lost positions in the inheritance tax war, as the owners might say. The fact is, there will be no one else after me. And to continue to live here, a spinster of this parish, would mean that gradually, like a Mayan city, I'd become covered with foliage and passed from recorded history. They're getting everything. Everything except those two packing cases in the hall.
One? One case with two books on top.
Well, of course. George took the other earlier.
Yeah? Here. Take my arm a moment. It's bad enough having to deal with the likes of Tarrant when you're used to it. Come on, let's stroll down. Now, the Bright Line, my granddad sailed with you lot.
My granddad probably employed him.
That's sit in your case for a moment, and then I'll get you and it round to the church. Here, your books. Ah, Holy Bible. And Titanic and Other Ships by Commander Lightoller. Interesting pair.
My grandfather said that if I ever needed an income, they would provide it.
First editions, are they? Bible certainly isn't. Oh, your grandfather's name on a flyleaf. With a textual reference. L267. Leviticus. St. Luke. Lightoller's reminiscences scarce, I suppose, but well, hardly a verse folio. Do you mind if I borrow them for a time?
Of course.
And now, you think you can make it to my car?
Oh, I'm a bit better now. Father Kennedy has offered me a spare room for a couple of days. Until I go. Shall we?
Starting a new life.
Oh, why not? Come, my friends. It's not too late to seek a newer world.
Tennyson. Yeah. I did a course unit once, him and Browning.
Oh, how much he knew, Browning.
How well he hid it.
Attending their interminable dinners and dances.
Whiskers drooping in his soup with the best of them.
Absolutely. But what was going on in that head?
Exactly what I'm asking myself, Miss Bright.
How is she?
Oh, well, boxed off. In her hotel room with that bloke Rawson, manager of the Sun Factory. Tough nut. He took her down to show her the works, so she's returning the favour.
So they found nothing in the Jerry's room?
Only the manager with his ear to the keyhole.
Well, if Tarrant hasn't got the letter...
And I don't think he has.
Then it's got to be in there. Unless she took it, Mixie. Thirsty work, this. Thinking for a living.
Not so much thirsty as expensive. Highly, love. Two pipes, eh?
Right, love.
Yeah, if anyone knew where Muller would choose to hide something, it would be her. I left her alone with him for 5 minutes, fool I am, Betty. But she couldn't remove it, could she? Because then we know that when she didn't find it,
which you haven't,
that only she could have taken it. So?
It's doing me head in, is this, Mr. Crust?
So, what she's done... He's realised where he's hidden it, stole 5 minutes off me, had a quick butcher's at it, then put it back.
2 pints.
Oh, thanks, love. Here. A tenner.
Hang on, I'll need change. Oh, I never get these plastic bank bags open without...
Bank bags?
What?
Stamps, all that paraphernalia there. I mean, how would the druggie hide his heroin?
Well... Go on.
Oh.
Oh, Doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom.
Over here. Slightly chilled.
Well, you reckon there was a note. My snapped, Minty, came up with something. This bloke had all sorts of philatelic stuff in his pockets, including some of those transparent packets they carry stamps in. And what with the drug courier...
So, although my oath abjures me not to cut for the stone, you want me to cut for the packet?
If you would.
Okay. Here it goes. That. That. And more fat. He lived well, Mr. Miller.
Anything?
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. Nothing for either of you.
Minty also pointed out that he spoke with a German accent while a killer was banging on his door. And he needed to hide something very quickly.
Embarrass me.
I want to try a finger in his cheek. See if it's a chipmunk job.
Give Minty full marks. Shall I read it?
Fire away.
Mr. Bright, I'm writing after she went down. I took the youngster from the bridge. I had a terrible job with his tongue, but got him ashore. I will write again at the pierhead. It's not signed. He's been cut. Very neatly, but this is an old note, and that's a fresh edge. I'm a doctor, so you can believe me. You hear the story about the French king who said to his physician, "You treat me like any one of your patients," to which the reply was, "That's because I treat all my patients like kings."
You hear the story about Voltaire, who said, "If we knew the private lives of our doctors, we'd stone them in the streets."
Chekhov was a doctor.
So was Crippen.
If there's one thing we don't need is a post-mortem, it's a smart ass. Here's your note. You're racing, Squire.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know.
A man of action. That makes me feel safe. More champagne?
Not too much. Training strict.
But why? Why do you need it?
Oh, I always wanted to be able to bully planks. So, got into boxing, I gravitated towards karate and stuff. That's the exercises now as much as anything. For discipline. Making your mind and body into a complete unit.
What happens when you get old?
Will your joints go? If you haven't found anything else.
What else is there?
Bodyguard, something like that. Companion, chauffeur, total package. Why, know anybody who might be interested?
Why don't we sleep on it?
Wear clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive. Look at that caveman go.
Yes?
Morning. Crust. Inspector Crust.
Oh, for Elizabeth. She said you'd be calling. I thought at first you were the other one. Oh, we're in the adult confirmation classes. This way.
All right. Oh, Mr. Grinder?
Inspector Crust for Elizabeth. Though I thought the same myself, that it was the body snatcher.
Yes, Inspector. The central heating has switched itself off again. I need to... Can we talk later? Money, that's what we need. Bingos, brilliance, buys, tea and...
Body snatcher?
Up here. We're emptying the crypt. It's to be turned into a church club. Mr. Gringod is the man coming to supervise the removals.
I hope he's got a strong stomach.
To be certain he's got a strong bank account.
That wooden statue of the house there. German?
Oh, I'm only familiar with the Irish saints. Here we are.
Elizabeth! The police!
Well, hello, come in. Thank you, Mrs. Moran.
Don't worry, dear. I'll be within hearing.
With someone like Mrs. Moran, you don't need me.
Coffee?
Oh, very welcome. Not my favourite season.
All that busy, burgeoning life, were you? Difficult to keep under surveillance.
Never thought of it like that.
How's George?
Oh, called to see him this morning. Well, Craggy stinks. He's okay. Struggling with cant. How about you?
Oh, still a bit shaky. But I see now why so many sought sanctuary in the churches. There's a feeling of safety here. No guns or guards, but you feel that no one's going to be able to get at you.
Yeah, jails like that.
I see you've got the books. The references give you anything?
Oh, we found the letter. Or part of it.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Something was brought off the Titanic, brought back, and possibly sold to your grandfather. Mm. I think he wanted you to have it, at least know about it. So he left you a clue in these. I began by checking out the Bible, L267. Three possibilities. Luke, Leviticus, Lamentations. So, chapter 2, verse 67. None of the chapter 2s had 67 verses. Only one had a chapter 26, verse 7. Leviticus.
Which was?
You shall pursue your enemies and they shall fall before you. Not much of an income for life in that, unless it's an exhortation to armed robbery. So, then, I thought, what if the reference, although it was in the Bible, was to the other book, L for Light Towers Reminiscences? I opened it up on page 267.
And?
Light Tower never sailed as a skipper. No one who survived the Titanic ever held command in White Star.
All should have gone with the ship.
Exactly. Light Tower stayed on board till he saw the last lifeboat off. Then he took a header into the ocean. All of us got sucked down, it seems. Oh, his behaviour was exemplary, but fell below expectations. A ship like that goes down, and you're a senior officer. You go down with it, whether you like it or not. There's certain things you don't come back from alive, not if you expect to draw a pension. Curiously enough, Light Tower actually jumped back on board from a lifeboat. On an impulse, apparently, for the final look around. Yes, his life seems to have been spent making decisions on the spur of the moment that everyone disliked forever after.
Could this be a better reason he never held command?
In the chart room, he took a chronometer off the wall as a keepsake and brought it off with him. I think your grandfather's reference is to a clock off the Titanic with his ship's name on it. What we are searching for is a murderer and one of the Titanic's chronometers.
Well, we're sure about the murderer.
Here, the note. The tongue. That would be the ticking.
It's a theory.
If you wait in here, will I get Father Kennedy? You don't mind, do you, Elizabeth? Except Father's doing something to the boiler in the cellar. There's now a gorgeous and sweet radiator that was leaking.
Lovely lady. Morning, all. Alf Grimgod, Charnel Enterprises. Oof, a bit nippy. Wear April showers that come your way, except it's March. I often dream of retiring to somewhere with a constant temperature, about 75 all year round. California? I hear good reports in California. Altar boy, are you, sir?
Detective Inspector John Crust.
Oops, careful, Alf.
Miss Elizabeth Bright.
Ah, the signature we had together. Oh, not to worry, madam. Decorum is our watchword. Propriety is all. We're a very young business, but a caring one. Of course, when we began, mistakes, we've made a few. My predecessor now gone to the world of the bailiff. Thanks to the openings provided by Madam Thatcher and her self-sharpening guillotine. Once went to the wrong church and began work. That sort of thing. But since we've gone on computer, online, as they say, that's all now in the past. I sometimes feel we're the last connoisseurs. Perhaps in view of the next step, the lady had better remain here. Rumour has it that there are some very recherché 18th century lowerings in this one.
Rumour has it the VAT man calls on people who don't know when to shut up.
Father Kennedy says, would you like to go to the tip? You too, Elizabeth, if you wish.
Miss Bright will be staying here with a strong cup of tea.
Yes, sir. Right away.
And I don't have a wooden house. Mostly then, mostly then, soon stay to lay now. Stay to lay now.
Terence?
Mitzi, at last.
You wish to buy?
Look, about Gottfried.
No need to explain.
I'm glad. Heat at the moment. I was worried that you might be turned off. But of course, everyone, even dealers, have a price. Where was it, my dear? The letter.
Trade secret. You are right, Tarrant. Everything is for sale. Has to be.
Oh, of course it is. Now, what does it tell us, this note?
What it is and where to find it. $1 million.
We are talking about an artifact from it.
Complete this ship's name.
I'll need time to gather the money.
I will ring back tomorrow.
Hello?
Hello, Sandworks. Jim Rawson, please.
The foot bones connect up to the leg bone. The leg bones connect up to the knee bone. The knee bones connect up to the thigh bone.
You see, Mr. Connect up those thigh bones. Yeah.
Nothing too difficult here. They come up like the armed men springing from the ground where the dragon's teeth were sown. Ah, the classics, gentlemen. My one consolation. I shall do the GCE before I'm finished. Burial customs, too. Oh, very interesting. Those in the frozen north would often bury their dead with their heads turned towards the warm south. Others interred with their favorite nags, ready to ride them into paradise. Buried with wives, buried without wives. But all kitted and cuffed for the life to come, with the emphasis on comfort and warmth. Day after tomorrow, gentlemen.
Well, makes you think. Of California.
Yeah, a day out. Takes the afternoon from work. Tell them you're ill.
Why?
Because I want you to. And want you to.
Well, it's a nice day for it.
Is it? 1 o'clock. At the gate.
God's air and sunshine again. Yet, in a way, I'll not be unhappy to see that place put to some good use. Poor Mrs. Morn is frightened out of her wits by the whole business. There's our loving.
It's not the dead you have to be frightened of in this life.
Man with the way with words. There's the Irish blood in you, sir. Tell me, how bad is all this?
Well, it's desperate, but it's not that serious. Oh, we'll get him. Because he's not going anywhere else. Because what he wants is here.
And what's that now?
Something came off the Titanic and back to Liverpool, ending up in the possession of Oliver Bright. I think it's a chronometer, a ship's clock.
Valuable piece?
Well, anything to do with that particular ship carries two flavours. Something not quite wholesome and a great deal of money. Both, as always, inextricably linked.
Should never have been taken in the first place. Let the dead bury their dead. Ah, and all those people. 1,513 souls.
That's a very accurate figure.
Yeah, something of a hobby of mine. I suppose it's through knowing the Brights and their history.
You've been here, this parish, a long time. A
couple of years in town in St. Mary's when I first came over. With the present bishop, believe it or not.
You'll have known her since she was a girl, then.
Ah.
She's, well, a very striking.
She was brought up for a world that has already ceased to exist. And certainly not this one. Her mother died when she was a mere slip, and, well, the father, born stamps, born wines,
Well, that may be a bit unfair. The daughter just couldn't take the place of the wife. Maybe son... I don't know. I tell you this as someone with an interest at heart, I hope.
Aye. Surprised she never married. Good background. Rich.
You used to see the odd one passing through, all either too old or too young, if you take my meaning. Unless for the money, she will... She often quotes from that American fellow, is it Henry James? What he refers to, apparently, is the black and merciless things behind great possessions.
Oh, yeah. As the jury said, anyone tells you he's a millionaire, tell him he robbed some poor bugger.
Inspector, I feel I should tell you that part of the reason Elizabeth is staying here with me is to discuss her dowry.
Suck me.
Good. Otherwise you will do nothing with your life.
I told you. My qualifications is my strength. And unlike brains, that doesn't improve as you get older.
You've got plenty of brain, Jim. Not for what goes on in books, maybe. But books don't bring the money in.
You've got a big thing about money, haven't you?
A woman can never be too rich, Jim. Money is our only real security.
Well, what about a good man?
Even the best are not gilt-edged. They fluctuate with the market. Here we are.
When you said we were going somewhere special for the day, I never thought you meant a fun fair.
All I wanted as a child, and the one thing Gottfried never gave me.
Hmm?
He said he would have looked a fish out of water, but no one would have noticed. There's a space.
Right.
And I treat you to a meal tonight. Slip up.
What sort of bloke was he, this Gottfried?
When we are on the ghost train, I will tell you. But you will put your arms around me, yeah?
More tea?
No, thanks. He's not happy, Inspector Crisp.
He knows something isn't quite right. And is angry because he can't see what.
He may eventually.
By that time, it'll be too late. It's too late now, in fact, isn't it?
Unless you change your mind.
Not now.
Oh, Easter shouldn't be cold like this. It detracts from its message somehow. He likes you a lot, the inspector. Doesn't know what to do about it because, well, it may not have happened with him just this way before.
It's very flattering. Especially at my age. But out of the question. Completely. For me, Easter, like the media, is the message.
I said I wouldn't mind putting this on a more permanent basis. I mean, if there was any way of paying my end.
We will talk about that over dinner.
And Muller, Gottfried.
Yeah?
You're
going
to tell me that, you know, what sort of bloke you was if I, if I put my arm around you? Well, come on, what sort of bloke was he?
The sort who could do what was necessary.
Another part of Liverpool I know, Mr. Crust. What's it called again, this gaff?
The home of Boreas, Zephyrus, Notus and Euros. To you, the Four Winds Club. I need to see your mum about his ship. Bloke I grew up with, well, more an encyclopedia ship panicker than a bloke.
Colder than a rent man's breath. Why do you keep stopping, eh?
Because I keep getting followed. At least I think I do. Being paranoid, Minty, doesn't mean to say they aren't out to get you.
See, Everton lost again, eh?
Come on, down here.
I don't know if I'm dressed properly.
You've got your trousers on, haven't you?
Excuse me! Excuse me, pal. Yeah, watch your back, mate. Now, let's see what... Oh, there he is. Come on, Minty, I'll introduce you. Hey, yo, Dickie! Dickie Bird!
Dickie!
John!
Pull up a chair. Get one for your mate. Hey, couple of that table up in there, not being
here.
Yeah, what can I get you?
This is minty. All right, mate?
Right, yes. Fancy a pint?
My shout. Here, here, minty. Get a couple of pints and count the change.
And look at it.
Oh, still past the peso down here, is it?
Where else can you get the songs then?
Yeah, I suppose so. Though I've never seen it so crowded as this before.
The recession. Everyone is depressed.
I think Eskimo Nell herself was built of a pier. Listen, Dick. I've got a problem.
Right, when you're going to find the time to come to the old baggage rooms with me? They'll be gone shortly.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for people to stop committing crimes.
Or putting together courses to attract lonely policemen.
Come on. Here you go, lads.
Oh, right.
3 pints.
More
froth than Monday's washing. The Bright, Dickie. The Bright line.
Huh?
Old Oliver Bright. Elizabeth Bright. He was me.
What have you got?
Part of a note. Writing a bit rough. Sent to New York, 1912. He was me. Shortly after the survivors were landed, addressed to Oliver Bright. The writer claims to have got something off the Titanic when it went down. He was then bringing it back to Liverpool to sell to Oliver Bright. Well, what I've got so far, it was a ship's clock with the name and all that, you know. What I don't know is where it is, or even where it could be. It seems to have vanished into thin air.
I recall old Oliver Bright coming to a ship of mine. Might have been my first one. He couldn't keep away from them anyway. He had her with him, the girl, Elizabeth. Like a little shadow. Serious. Mean old lady. Shook all our hands. One of the lads gave her a top and whip he'd made. Just a watch below job. Coloured red and blue. I remember her standing there holding them. Mustard coat and beret. What a good day, say, John.
Oh, yeah.
She in this, is she? Not in trouble, though.
No. Nothing like that. Yagro's coming from an antiques guy. He's after this clock. He's trouble. Big trouble. We've got to get to it first, see? He gets it. He'll have it out of the country. Like that.
Mr. Cross.
Not now, Minty. What, Dickie?
You got the note here? Come on. Be something to look back on in my old age.
Here. So I shouldn't even be wandering around with it. You see, whatever it was pretty small, with a tongue, that the writer had trouble in keeping quiet. That'll have been the ticking till it runs down, I suppose.
Hey, Minty.
Yeah?
Listen, mate. Get another round.
No. Here, have this. Let's see tonight.
Right.
Now, Minty.
Later,
Minty. Later. Go on.
Did you say so?
More trouble than a lamp trimmer's parrot. Am I right? No, you're on the wrong track, John.
I don't think so, Dick. Everything fits.
Except the basic info. Look, you've heard all the usual stories, haven't you? The secret warehouse on the dock road. All the priceless model ships moved from the museum during the war. The mine that's lodged under the floating roadway, ready to go off at any time. Yeah? All the usual stuff, but there's another one. Not much heard of, because it's a bit... Oliver Bright. The sea was in him through and through. He could never get enough of it. Lost his wife off the Canaries one trip. It didn't matter. It kept steaming. Then the granddaughter came along. They say he worked the father out of her affections. Turned her against her own dad. It's all confused, but... no smoke without fire, eh? But he had some wonderful stuff, they say, when he died, old Bright. All the great collectors from the continent, Germans and Dutch, the best of what was there went to them. Yep, the best went abroad. But even so, there was a bit of a disappointment because there was something hinted at that never appeared. What a mate of mine referred to as the Holy Grail of shipping memorabilia. Something from the Titanic, all right. But it wasn't the ship's clock.
So what was it?
The bell, John. It was the bell.
The bell?
from the Titanic? You're crazy. That would weigh a ton.
Not the main bell. That would take two men and a boy just to move to polish. No, one of the small bridge bells used to call the messengers. Or one of the tongue that had to be kept quiet. But look, the bell. Bells are the soul of a ship. A bell from the Titanic. Think of it.
But why hide it?
Go back. Imagine what it must have been like immediately after the sinking, the anger, the accusations about the lack of lifeboat space, the children lost from third class, the big names who escaped, the accusations of bribery, the inquiries that were careful to do anything but inquire. Well, to produce the bell with all that going on, he could have been lynched.
So he hid it.
Your order, gents.
Then they reckon it got to him, how awful the whole thing had been. He'd been away himself. He'd have known how the families of the dead would have felt. They say when he sorted himself out, he... Well, he couldn't destroy it. It was too... Well, it couldn't be destroyed because of what it was, what it represented. But they say also that he took steps to make sure it would never appear again. It never will.
What steps?
He's supposed to have taken it with him into the grave. They say he left instructions in his will to have it buried with him.
What's that in them? Not really. We're taking him up tomorrow. Come on, Minty. We've things to do.
What? But, Mr. Cross, what about the ale?
Hey, come on. What about our trip, eh? The Cunard baggage rooms. I gave you the gin. What about me? Oh, well, 3 pints is something, I suppose. All right.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a visitor here to Liverpool. I came, well, because I'm fascinated. It's history, ships and shipping, White Star, Cunard. And I couldn't help overhearing your parting comments. And, well, it goes without saying, the Cunard baggage rooms. Bitter, is it?
Oh, oh,
perhaps a scotch.
Oh, aye.
And then, any chance of seeing them? What a sight they must have presented in the 20s and 30s. The great and the rich, special trains, the jewels, servants. I have a car, of course. Oh, double, is it?
I'll drop you to your ma's, Minty. You'll be tired after all that exercise.
Thanks.
The bell, eh? Him being dug up tomorrow. What was it you wanted in the club?
Oh, it's just that there was this fella behind you. Seemed to be trying to listen in, like. I don't think he was talking too low.
A place like that is always full of nosy parkers. Well, what was he like, this fella?
Sitting down, he'd be tall. Wearing one of those white polo necks. Why, you know that type. Large gin and tonic and no behind in his trousers. Said something that I... Mr. Crust. Mr. Crust.
Champagne?
You wouldn't think there was a hotel like this within 100 miles of that fair.
Why not? Are there no people this money within 100 miles of that fair?
I'm a child in all this, really.
The same tree can make both cradle and coffin. More champagne?
Cheers. I wonder what the poor are doing this year.
He was found by the pierhead, a ruined sort of building up behind the floating roadway.
The old Cunard baggage rooms.
Yes. Well, he's quite ill. Systematically beaten.
As if for information.
If they did, it took them a long time to get it. Needless to say, he was found by a passerby.
The police all being busy examining tax discs and tire treads, eh? I'm a friend of his, as well as a policeman.
Then why not go home and have a good night's sleep? Then spend tomorrow finding the bastards who did it.
There was only one.
I see. Terence, I said I'd ring you about the money.
No go, love. I don't need your information. I got it myself.
How?
Following Mr. Provincial Plod around. He told a friend of his who I persuaded to tell me. So I know all about your note and the bell and where it is.
Are you sure about that, Tarrant? That you know where it is?
He told me the truth, I guarantee it.
Ah, but not all of it. Because he didn't know all of it. For instance, he didn't know who signed the note, did he? Although I'm sure you asked. He didn't know because I found the note first and cut the signature off. And not because I collect autographs. The old Bright had written something alongside the signature. He had written how much he paid for the bell and what he then intended to do with it.
Whatever he intended to do with it, he didn't, or he did. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is where it is now, and I possess that knowledge. But that doesn't mean to say we shouldn't get together. Gottfried is gone, Mitzi. We have another viceroy now.
Jim would say something, I think, about that.
Jim?
I am thinking of settling down, Terence, concentrating on producing young masters instead of old.
Who is he? How much does he know?
Everything. About everything.
Mitzi?
You should meet him. He's young and handsome. Very powerful. Jim, leave me. Very, very playful.
Perhaps I should meet him.
Well, I'll ring again. If I get no answer, I will know you have it. But, Terence, I think you are in for a surprise.
Well, what do you think?
It depends on whether what he knows or what I guess is correct. All on the cusp, is it?
Well, he bought me a few scotches, and I took him down there to the baggage rooms. Empty as a school playground. Started laying into me. Well, I'd had too much. Wouldn't have mattered if I'd been sober. He's one of them, you know, psychos, whatever the bleeding hell they are. John, why didn't you tell me?
Toe bones connected to the heel bones. The heel bones connected to the foot bones. The foot bones connected to the ankle bones. It's easy to connect those thigh bones.
Well, here we are again, gentlemen. The big day. Oh, this is Bill, who will work the machine.
All right.
Bill is a man of few words. Most of them unrepeatable, all of them totally forgettable. But he can spring the merchandise like loose teeth. What did I tell you? Now, Father, is the lady joining us?
Yes, she's decided to arrange some flowers in the church for Sunday.
Ah, the weaker sex. Kittens, kitchens, and fishnet tights, God bless them. So,
I think Inspector Crust here has something he wishes to say.
Yes, where we start, Mr. Gringov, is with that one there, Mr. Oliver Bright. We'll do it carefully because I want that coffin out intact. I want it out intact because there may be something in there.
One hopes so. Bill, bring up the gear.
Beside the body. But whatever is in there, its existence goes no further than this room, okay? Okay, Bill?
And now, modus vivendi, modus operandi, as the Greeks say. These gentlemen are disposable suits, face masks in the pocket, to guard against pestilence and plague. Once we have them on, Bill will go outside to connect up the compressor. There is a PowerPoint handy outside, is there, Vicar?
Father.
Oh, of course. For some reason, I was thinking of Lord Kitchener. Then, when we are ready to begin, Bill will turn on the compressor and then come in and disinter... Oh, a lovely word. Disinter the late remains.
What is reminded
of... Oi.
Indeed. Bill?
Right.
So, suits and masks, gentlemen. Ah, the compressor. Ah, his Dickens' inimitable Mr. Mould with his velvet, his black ostrich feathers, his walking attendants, his baton sticked with brass, his cakes and wine and his four long-tailed prances, never harnessed for under £4.10. Could see the strides that have been taken. Ah, Bill, you're ready to go? What was that?
Remarkably like tickety-boo to me, Mr. Winder.
Well, masks on, gentlemen. Now, steady as she goes. Bill! Bloody hell, Bill, look what you've done. The gent's exposed. Go and put that machine off. You hear me? Stop poking about there. What's wrong with you, man? Go and put it off. And then come back here. Pronto, you bloody oaf. Gentlemen, what can I say? The funeral of His Majesty King George II, with the Duke of Newcastle standing on the train of the Duke of Cumberland in an effort to keep his feet warm, could hardly have afforded no stranger sight. Oh, me, that bloody compressor. What's he doing out there? Always the same.
Got to do it yourself. I think we might as well take off these mask things. I'm not sure if they're not one of Mr. Gringard's inventions anyway.
Oh, you could be right, Father. Still no escape. Hello?
Bill, he's been hit on the head. Unconscious. It wasn't him in the suit at all. But who?
Tarrant. Grab Bill outside. His overall and mask.
Thank God the coffin was empty. Oh, Holy Mother of God, Elizabeth's in the church arranging flowers.
Miss Bright!
There's a bag. There's her bag on the altar.
He's got her. He's lifted her. I want this car.
Inspector, it's George. Look, look, she's with him. Oh, my.
What's wrong? Why are you staring like that?
We wondered where you'd gone.
I didn't really want to be here when Mr. Gringott did what he had to do. So I thought I'd walk to the shop and get some more flowers. George spotted me and offered me a lift back. What happened in the crypt? Why are you all still looking at me like that? What did you find there?
Got another call. See you, folks.
Tomorrow morning, don't forget.
Have I ever? Right, Father, Inspector.
There was nothing there. The bell wasn't with him. It was a false trail.
Where do you go now?
Lula's companion, Itzy. I need to know what was at the end of that note. And she's going to tell me. Going away, are you? Tomorrow?
Why, yes. Is there any reason why I have to stay?
Oh, not especially. Not till we grab him, anyway. You may be needed as a witness.
I'm sure there is enough already of those, Inspector. The town is full of people he's attempting to murder.
The bell. I'd like to speak to Elizabeth alone, Father.
Surely, yes, sir. I'll be in the presbytery if I'm needed. But what about her safety?
I'll walk her back over to the house and see someone's posted here tonight. She'll be safe until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Lunch in half an hour, Elizabeth. Don't make my life even more difficult with Mrs. Morris.
Shall we go inside, Inspector, while I finish the altar? I think I'll start with those. Could you?
Yeah, must have cost a fortune.
Oh, everything costs these days. Flowers, water, even religion. Hence the proliferation of coffee bars and church clubs in crypts. How was he? My grandfather?
Oh, much as you'd expect.
I hope he's looking down and laughing. It's the sort of thing that would have amused him. What do you think of these two varieties in one bars?
Very colourful. Startling at the same time.
Make people think. Focus their minds.
Yeah. All this is making me think. Remember you told me as a girl you had your own schoolroom?
Apparently grandmother had a maid employed just to brush her hair.
You had a Victorian bench. An old nun, an old bell. What sort of bell was it?
So long. It wasn't any sort of bell as far as I can remember. It was covered in black paint, perhaps to reduce its tone in the schoolroom.
Yeah, perhaps. Seen it lately?
I've never set eyes on it since shortly before my grandfather died.
And after he died?
The schoolroom was shut up. There. What do you think?
Oh, it's pretty as a picture. Flowers as well. Known him long?
Who?
Father Kennedy mentioned a dowry. Sounds a bit old-fashioned.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
Is he an English lad? I mean, dowry. Sort of continental.
Perhaps man of the world might be a good description.
Ah. Be going abroad afterwards?
I've no plans as such.
Oh, well. Might even chance across each other then.
It's not impossible. In fact, it would be rather nice once I'd settle down. I thought I might kneel here for a few minutes before going back.
Oh, yes. Right, I'll wait outside.
Inspector?
Yeah.
There. A kiss for all you've done. Only on the cheek, I'm afraid, but you'll realize as a man of honor that I'm already spoken for.
Of course.
Elizabeth?
Oh, hello. I didn't see you come in.
I used the side door. Elizabeth, if he had asked the next logical question about what happened to the contents of the schoolroom, what would you have done?
Prayed. Was not there.
No. So obviously you do have something.
$1 million.
Tomorrow. Day after, more probably. That's the earliest.
Tarrant, I will give you the contact number of one of my foreign accounts. Ring them and they'll arrange for the transfer of the money from one of your many accounts. This can be done now. It has to be done now.
And then?
Once the money has been moved, you get the other half as a note. Then you know what I know. Where to go next?
Not a definite location, then, for the bell.
Where it ended up. That's all that is on offer. But it is a definite lead.
Give me the account number. But I'll want to pick up the note personally, so where are you?
No, not here. Somewhere more... I know. The Sandworks.
Sandworks? Who do you think I am? Both bloody chest.
You wanted to meet Jim. Jim works there.
Found an intellectual, eh, Mitzi?
Don't knock it till you tried it, eh, Tarrant? And I want Jim with me. I have the note, remember? When all is said and done?
Okay. First that account number, then the address of the egg timer factory. What does he do there?
He is night foreman. Three people under him on the loading.
Wilson, Keppel and Betty. Okay. That account number and the address.
She there. that Mitzi.
Phone's engaged. Try again in a minute. I've got to see the other bit of that note. Mitzi, I think she's in contact with Tarrant.
Blimey. After him doing her uncle in. They're wasting politicians. Are we having another?
I think I've got to go.
Where, Mr. Crust?
I don't know what to think. I think I'm going back to that fort.
No, not for me, love.
No. And you have Nook Farms?
I know what he's done and what he'll do to you, given the chance.
And after? You say to them at the sand factory, goodbye job?
Well, they've already said it to me. I'm working a week's notice now. Oh, they rang me about the time I've been having off lately. I gave them my view of this sand industry in general.
You threw it in the eyes. Oh, Jim. Come on. To freedom. Our future life.
And Bob Tarrant, who made it all possible.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
Got through. The receptionist said they just left. Hull and Ross. Sandwich, probably. Hopefully. They're off to meet Tarrant. Yeah, help me up with this crap.
I mean, she wouldn't sell him the note, though, would she?
It depends, doesn't it? Something I've never really been sure of myself.
No, what's that, Mr. Frost?
How strong was her attachment to Mueller?
Strange. So quiet. Just the one light, the machine silent. What did you tell them, your staff?
To go home.
Did he park under it, the light?
Well, he's got nothing to fear. Thinks he's just going to come here and pick up the other piece of the note. Oh, he thinks other things as well, but that's what he mainly thinks.
Here's the car.
Told you. Right underneath the light. Mm. Clear area around him. No cover for anybody like me. Hey, you nervous?
Yeah.
Dad, don't worry. This is the right way. He's got to be led into this.
Stand right in the window.
Yeah.
Mm. Lights off. Engine off. Out.
Oh.
Where's he gone now? Here he comes. On the steps up to the office.
You wait for it.
Mitzi. And Jim. Jim, looking very trim. You're a naughty girl, Mitzi. Where's the note?
Here.
So, what have I paid my $1 million for? An indecipherable signature, and underneath, paid £50 for a new bell for the schoolroom. Elizabeth Bright. Her schoolroom, I presume. This isn't good enough, Mitzi.
Terence, we had a deal. You wanted to know where the bell ended up. There it is, the schoolroom.
But it's not where the bell is now. The house is empty. I've been in.
That is for you to discover.
Which means I've got to get my hands on Elizabeth Bright. You're going to have to come with me, Mitzi.
Hey, that wasn't part of the deal.
I'll need you as insurance. Plod is hanging around, racking his tiny brain. I've got to have something for barter, just in case the natives become overexcited.
She was not part of the deal.
Neither were you, chum. I don't think you understand about Mitzi and myself, our previous life. I assume she hasn't told you.
She wouldn't be the first that's fallen for a cock because of its comb.
What are you, chum? Black belt, sixth Dan. You got that sort of look. I'll tell you what I think you are. A third Jim. A third-rate third Jim. You ever hear the saying, Jim, God made man, but Sam Colt made them equal? Well, that's what I've got here, okay? What do you say?
Christ! What's he doing, Mixie?
I thought you knew Tarrant. All third-rate gyms throw themselves out of windows when threatened. It's a well-known English fact.
Get away here, you hear me? Come here.
Nine.
You set this up. What's he playing at? Where is he?
I'm waiting for you, if you come out with me. If you leave now by yourself, he will let you go. If you try and take me, he will kill you. Out there in the shadows.
I've got the gun.
You had the gun when he was here.
There's more to all this. There's something else. You've worked this, Mitzi. I want to...
You. Don't point that gun, Mr. Tarrant. Dickie Bird is going to get better, which means good news for both of us. But shooting a police officer carries no recovery rate at all. In fact, put it down.
How about shooting a crooked dealer? This one, Fraulein Mitzi. We've been conned, you know. That bright woman has got it, the bell, somewhere, somehow. She's waved a wand and got away with it. Oh, kill her. Mitzi, if you try anything... Right, over here.
No, come on. Leave me.
Oh, get his handcuffs. Where are they?
Here you are, folks. Here, this pocket here. Save you getting hold of something might embarrass. Look, here's what you do. There.
You bastard, you bloody bastard. What have you done?
This is better than the telly.
Oh, go on, Mr. Crust. What had you done? Handcuffed her to me. And threw the key out the window. No way he could take her then.
That when he gave you the black eye, is it? Oh, what happened then?
Well, Tarrant had nothing left, had he? He was stuck, been taken. Mitzi had $1 million off him and he had nothing. He wanted to kill her, of course, I could see it. But something. Maybe the thought he could get the money back. He'd never be able to do that out of a foreign account without her authority, which meant she'd have to be alive. Maybe he thought he could still get his hands on the bell. What came to him eventually was he would have to get hold of Elizabeth Bright and get the truth out of her. Anyway, he took off out of the office. Mitzi dragged me to the window to look. Tarrant made the car, all right, as he was supposed to. But they planned it well, Rawson and Mitzi. Oh, yes. Where the car was to park, it was on loose sand. And it dug itself in when Tarrant tried to move it. He tried and tried. He climbed out, started scrambling away under the back wheels, trying to pack the sand. I thought at first I was seeing the horizon move. What it was, of course, was one of the giant diggers creeping up behind Tarrant. Its grab, high in the air. Some sixth sense must have warned Tarrant. He looked up just as Rawson opened the grab. Wet sand. Tons. Tons and tons and tons.
Oh, that would have been a mouthful, even for him. Ooh, tinge of blood to think of it.
Aye. Two brandies, will you, for a minute, Eileen?
What happened then?
Well, I could never have got him out in time, so I decided to go into nervous shock. Stood there with my mouth open.
Well, what about the big eye?
Oh, Mitzi. While I was in shock, she hit me with the fire extinguisher. When I came to, they'd gone. To a better place, I should imagine.
Yeah, but you had her in the cuffs.
Well, she must have known I had a spare key.
Well, how come?
I refuse to answer that question, Minty, on the grounds I might incriminate myself.
You're as bad as the rest of us, you are.
I'm a policeman and uphold the law, but in very rare cases, I sometimes feel the spirit of it rather than the letter should prevail. Natural justice. Now, don't you get any ideas?
All very nice, Mr. Crust, but still no bell.
No, all very nice, but still no bell. The ship went down, the bell was smuggled off, brought back and sold to Bright. But then, the ensuing fury over the loss of the ship and the strong emotions it all engendered...
Eileen, Mr. Trust will pay when he's finished philosophizing.
Yes, I take your point, Mitzi. So, what did he do?
He stuck it away in the schoolroom, but he painted it black to hide the name.
But then, after he died... They would never expect her to go digging in coffins, not her. He would have paid someone to breathe for her if he could, the way he felt about her.
Mr. Cross, do you think she'd twigged?
Of course she did. With her upbringing, she probably knew more about shipping than King Neptune. She knows where it is, even if she intends to leave it where it rests. I'd like to know where that is. But now she's gone.
Where?
I think she's got a bloke.
Oh.
Maybe getting married. I don't really know. Ah, what business is it of mine, anyway?
You're out of sorts on this one, aren't you?
Hey, up.
Just come in, 2 currant buns.
Always collecting for something.
Evening, sister. Fancy a glass?
No, thank you. Mr. Carman's stomach is particularly weak this time of year. We've much to do. It's the children's clinic again, I'm afraid.
And I've just put my last change over the bar. I have to leave it to me mate tonight.
Here you are, sister.
God bless you. And you. Excuse me. Mr. Carman,
it's a lousy life, I've always thought. Not normal, you know, when brides of Christ and all that.
Huh?
Now, what's up? Oh, well, what are you looking at me like that for? All right, Mr. Crust, what have I said now? I've done it again, haven't I?
All right, where's the fire?
Oh, it's you. Ah, yeah, just a couple of things, George. The case you took to the station for Elizabeth Bright. You'd taken one before that, hadn't you? She said there'd been two, had you? Taken the first one, a packing case.
Yeah, earlier that morning. Old one, cobwebby and that. Heavy. She said it was family stuff. I took it to British Rail Parcels, off it went. Next one, you were there. Are you okay? Not pissed off.
Oh, still breathing. Although it's a bit difficult with all this egg over my face. I'll leave the address where they went, the cases.
Yeah, sure. Know anything about Immanuel Kant?
Only that he gives people headaches and makes them annoyed. Know anything about Elizabeth Bright?
It's beginning to get light.
I've never been this dark in the pool before, you know.
The man will never believe it.
Unless I bring home a stick of rock or something.
No, for the rock.
I'm going for that sort of thing round here, do you think?
How long now?
Should be a turning shortly. Ah, here it is. Now, down here. And there.
Looks like one of them country houses.
One of those big country houses that was left to a religious order. A lot of it about lately.
The lights are on this time of the night, 8 morning.
They keep long days and go to bed early.
Hey, there's a boat just come out. He's a priest. He's looking at us.
Recognise the cut of that soutane. Right. Out, my deep. Let's get it over with.
Makings of a fine day, Inspector.
Minty, this is called the countryside. That over there is a field. Go and have a good look round. You may never get the chance again.
I get the message, Mr. Crust. Hey, geese over there, are they? Or swans or what?
Shall we take a turn in front of the house?
It's here with her, is it?
It's supposed to be in the chest, part of her dowry. These sort of orders are very strict. Though sometimes you're allowed to bring something with you if it's considered to benefit the community. It's not been opened yet. What led you here?
I didn't twig. Dowry? I took it to be the ordinary meaning.
I asked her, you know.
Whether she knew where it was.
No, you asked her, had she seen it? She said, not since before her grandfather died, if you forgive the Irish.
I know, you're splitting hairs.
How many angels can fit on a thin head? She spoke the truth. She's not seen it since before his death.
And people wonder why the police have no patience. I'd like to see her.
Not usual at this stage. Not for a time, unless you particularly request it. It's an enclosed order, you know.
I could always make it official.
Inspector Crust, who actually owns the bell? I suspect any court would find in favor of Elizabeth.
Not the White Star? Collard? Whoever the title has passed to now?
Well, then who owns the Elgin Marbles? Cleopatra's Needle?
are all artifacts of uncertain provenance herewith to be returned to the native country's or owners. Will they ever leave, do you think? Only the lawyers would win, yet again. And isn't it for the best? The ship is gone. It was a symbol of man's pride, and man watched his pride trail in the dust. Especially, you can't really want this taken any further. So, what exactly do you want? Early mass, and I'm officiating.
Bit chilly, isn't it? Maybe you need a new one.
Now, that's one to put aside for a sore toe. You've done it, Inspector. The perfect solution. Everyone served, including God. She'll appreciate it, I know. Now, is there a message, perhaps?
Minty! They're going home. Give her my regards, Father. Tell her...
Yeah?
Listen. You tell her... nothing. She'll understand.
Those little chefs look all right. We could try one of those. Mr. Crust. Look at that. The sun. Like one of them planets on the telly. That one with rings, only all red and misty. I've never seen nothing like that. And right behind us, too.
That figures. They're going due west.
You're still a bit naft over this, aren't you? They're getting away with it. It was theirs, though. Hey, you fancied it a bit, really, too, didn't you? You know, though, I fancied a few myself, and, well, fellas like us, I'm not sure what cuts out for it. Those happy eases, they look all right. Green. We'll get a paper. I'll read out the nags, and when we set off again there, we'll pick a bet. Get home, few pints. You'll wonder what all the fuss was about. Yeah, we're pulling in this one, are we? You don't look well, Mr. Trust. You know that? You don't look well at all.
In The Bell by Vincent McInerney, Inspector Crust was played by James Ellis, Minty by Bill Monks, Elizabeth by Teresa Gallagher, and Father Kennedy by Peter Caffrey. George was Derek Hicks, Mrs. Moran, June Barry, Gottfried Müller, William Eagle, and Mitzi Müller, Melinda Walker. Tarrant was Eric Allen, Eileen, Sue Jenkins, Alf Gringod, Jerry Hinks, and Jim Rawson, Sean Probert. The Bell was directed at Pebble Mill by Sean McLaughlin.